proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible broadcast. We continue our study in Isaiah chapter 53, looking at the role played by God's servant. We turn our attention to the 8th verse of that chapter, which mentioned the extent of the travail that servant would experience. Reading that verse, it's no wonder that those Jews who believed in the coming of a personal Messiah alluded to a suffering Messiah. The prophet began this passage with a cryptic observation. Quote, "He was taken from prison and from judgment. And who shall declare his generation?" Unquote. What did Isaiah mean? Otzer, the Hebrew noun for prison, did not indicate a place of confinement. Rather, it implied the application of external coercion. In Psalm 107, for example, we read that, quote, "They are minished and brought low through oppression." And the word for oppression there is otzer. Oppression, affliction, and sorrow, unquote. Throughout the course of their history, the Jewish people certainly faced numerous attempts by persecutors designed to compel them to adopt ungodly practices and worldviews. Once again, though, the prophet's usage of the pronoun he pointed to a specific person rather than to a group of people. Isaiah also mentioned how others took God's servant from judgment. No Gentile nations judged the Jewish nation. Only God had that prerogative, though he sometimes did use Gentile nations as chasteners of the Jews. He referred to the Assyrian Empire in Isaiah chapter 20 as the rod of my anger. The phrases in Isaiah 53 did apply to Jesus Christ. His arrest in the Garden of Gethsemane led to his confinement in the house of the high priest. From there, his captors brought him to Pontius Pilate, so the Roman governor could execute judgment upon the Savior. In verse 8 of Isaiah 53, we continue by noting how the prophet asked, quote, "Who shall declare his generation?" Unquote. This question accompanied the next phrase in that verse, quote, "He was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken." Unquote. A Jew might find it hard to believe that God would allow one whom he called his servant, that God would allow such a one to suffer, much less to die, for the sins of another person. However, the animal sacrifices mandated in the book of Leviticus should have hinted at how God provided atonement through the use of a substitute. Moreover, Abraham's experience at Mount Moriah, as described in Genesis chapter 22, those experiences should have taught Jews that God would accept an innocent victim. In Abraham's case, a ram caught in the thicket. God would accept an innocent victim instead of the intended victim of sacrifice, Isaac. Those who repudiated the messianic claims of Jesus Christ during his life likewise rejected the concept of his death as an atonement for sin. Even after his death, Jesus Christ's enemies referred to him as a, quote, deceiver, unquote, a term recorded in Matthew chapter 27. Isaiah's phraseology in 53rd chapter of Isaiah 8th verse, his phraseology had similarities to the words which the angel Gabriel told Daniel in Daniel chapter 9. Namely that, quote, "After 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself." Both verses indicated both the nature of the Messiah's demise and the purpose underlying it. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another Radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.